Refugees are leaving the Democratic Republic of Congo after the election. A decision has been reached on the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom, and as Christmas draws near, hostility is increasing in India. We'll tell you more about these and other stories on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. International election observers say there were significant irregularities in the recent presidential and parliamentary elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Reports suggest that caused post-election violence and casualties. Medical Teams International is working with refugees in neighboring Uganda. The ministry's president, Bas van der Zalm, says,
"We are starting to see more refugees coming into the country, which means that there is growing instability and insecurity and persecution. So almost every day now, we have 20 to 50 refugees coming into this camp."
Medical Teams works through Christians in the camp, says van der Zalm.
"There are a number of churches in the refugee camp and church leaders who themselves have fled. So many of the people who are coming are our brothers and sisters in Christ, and others who aren't are open for the first time, perhaps, to considering the opportunity to make a commitment to Christ."
$25 provides medicine for 10 children. Help at our website. Next, the fate of religious freedom may have been saved. Open Doors USA reports that the U.S. House decided Friday to keep the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom afloat. The commission's been hanging by a thread for the last couple of months as the House has debated whether to reauthorize its funding. This development means the commission will stay on the lookout for religious persecution, inadvertently helping to ensure the safe spread of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new report says Christians in Jammu and Kashmir, India, are afraid because of increasing threats against them as Christmas nears. A Sharia court was considering action against a community because of a YouTube baptism video. But the story has another dimension to it. Gospel for Asia founder and president K.P. Yohannan says posting the video was antagonistic.
"One of the real problems we are dealing with, the amount of publicity made about conversions and Christian work in India and these communities by irresponsible reporting agencies, which is sometimes exaggeration."
Yohannan says the region can be volatile and their teams are prepared to deal with it. However, threats and attacks won't stop the gospel. GFA's long history in the region has persuaded Yohannan of one thing.
"I am absolutely convinced if you preach the gospel, people will come to know the Lord, no matter what."
We have more details on this story at our website. Meanwhile, orphans in eastern Uganda look forward to a new roof over their heads thanks to Orphans Heart Mission Team. Over 10% of Uganda's population is made up of orphans. Many kids have to sleep on dirt floors, ending up with lice, worms, and disease. The mission team got back last week from working on a new orphanage to prevent this. They gave out shoes and medical supplies to the community. Call our resource line if you'd like more information. And most of you will probably be heading to Christmas services this week. Your pastor will probably speak about the birth of Christ, but what if he didn't know any more than you did on the subject? What if he just didn't have the tools to learn more? Well, Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford says that's actually a big problem worldwide.
"Praise God, we've sent the Bible, we've sent teaching tools, but they sometimes need a better understanding of what they're reading so they can eloquently explain that to the members in their church."
CRI sends books and Bibles to Christians worldwide, but one of the most important things they send is a pastor's library. With it, pastors get the tools to spread the gospel accurately, commentary, study Bibles, doctrinal teaching. Without it, some pastors
have been going back into some of their old religions or to tribal leaders asking them, who are not believers, to pray for church growth and financial growth and all of those things.
Help send a pastor's library this Christmas. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have questions about any of today's stories, call us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org to sign up for our free news updates, podcasts, and more. By the way, Mission Network News is partnering with onenewsnow.com. Go there to not only find Mission Network News, but other news from a Christian worldview. That's onenewsnow.com. I'm Greg Yoder.